Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us every morning at this time to take a look at health headlines, and this one is for anyone who is a heart patient. If you're a stable heart patient, this report says pills are as good as stents. Doctor?
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
This actually is a very interesting study because they were looking at ways of comparing using stents, which is essentially a metal tube or a cage that is inserted into the coronary arteries to prevent blocked arteries from continuing to become obstructed. So you're trying to reduce heart attacks. So intuitively, you'd say, that sounds like a good idea. You know, you're putting something physically blocking the progression of heart disease, and it should help. Well, they compared both ways of doing things, using this particular cage device or stent, in people who have really not had a heart attack, who are stable. That is, it's not acute. They're not going into the emergency room. They're not, you know, they are people that are having occasional chest pain, but no major heart attack. So they used that versus medications. And they pooled this data from many studies that looked at this issue to see which one worked better. And they found, in fact, Steve, that the medical treatment was just as good as using the stent, much less expensive to do. And again, no benefit as far as reducing death, heart attacks, or repeat procedures, or even reducing chest pain. So the medications themselves, much cheaper, did just as good a job as using the stent.
Wow. A lot less invasive.
A lot less invasive.
A lot more convenient.
Exactly.
Wow.
But the caveat to all of this is, with anything, is that you have to ensure that someone complies with taking their medications
right,
as directed all the time. And that's where the conundrum is, Steve, because most people, unfortunately, miss doses, forget to take things, and that's where you may see a difference if you do that type of comparison.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor.